Friends Podcast.
Hi, I'm Diane Hunt. I am an impressionist realist painter connecting with nature through my brush. I work in oil paint and watercolor, and I live in the countryside of Maryland's Eastern Shore, not far from the Chesapeake Bay. You can find me online at dianehuntstudio.com. and on Facebook and Instagram at Diane Hunt Studio.
Hi, I'm Constance Brosnan of Steve Brosnan's Jewelry Designs. I live in Oklahoma on a prairie, and I make handmade jewelry in silver, copper, and brass. I'm an artist that paints. I paint pastels and in oils sometimes.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale. I'm the host of this podcast. I am a emerging representational artist. I do historic renderings, seascapes, landscapes, botanicals, birds, and whatnot, with a tight illustrative hand in watercolor, pen and ink, and acrylic paints. And I live in Oklahoma City. And here we are once again. It is Monday, May the 23rd. My name is Clyde J. Kale, and you are listening to the Artist Friends Podcast, episode 148. And I'm here with my two best artist friends, Diane Hunt and Constance Brosnan. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Clyde. Hi, Constance. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Constance.
Hi, Clyde. Hi, Diane. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the podcast for another week of exciting art discussion. Well, at least I hope it's exciting for our listeners. If you go to www.talkartpodcast.com, talkartpodcast.com, that's our information page, and you will find a couple of videos I selected. Our theme for this episode is creativity. What is creativity? And there is this gentleman there, a Sir Ken Robinson. He gives a TED talk, which was pretty interesting, entertaining. He's a bit of a comic, and then a little more serious talk where it looks like he did from his home of a little bit later. You can see he's aged between the two videos. But it's basically the same subject, his same stick that he pushes about the schools actually do a good job of killing creativity in our kids. So, Diane, so what is creativity to you? What do you, now I know as a visual artist, you have your opinion, but what other forms of creativity have you come across, or do you think is?
Well, I think people can be creative no matter what you're doing. I think a lot of it has to do with reinventing things, like, and figuring new ways of doing things out, doing things your own way, kind of. I guess you can start with a plan or something, or like a kit or something, you know, that you can buy in a store or whatever, but then you kind of riff off of it with your own creativity. You kind of, it's like coloring outside the lines kind of, you know, with no matter what you're doing, even like cooking, or, I mean, anything at all, really can be, you can do it creatively and just enhance it or make it more to your own liking, I guess.
Some of the points that he made out, you come across different people when they especially when non-artists, and they see us creating our art, and they said, oh, you are so talented. I am just not creative at all. I can't. When most adults, and especially children, when you start as children, we're all creative, because as a small child, you know, you're curious and you're wanting to figure out how things work, and you, you know, that creativity is right there to be exploited and to be, encouraged. And too oftentimes in school, you know, we're, you got that, like he used an example of that fidgety kid, you know, that kid that, you know, can't seem to sit still, is fidgety. So many of them have grown up to be dancers. You know, they become, you know, dancers and musicians, you know, and when they were lucky that they were encouraged, they came across adults, their parents or relatives, whatever, who are good teachers who encourage that. But most of these, we would have so many, I think we would have far more artists, far more musicians, far more writers, far more creative activity if our school system, you know, would adjust, you know, with the, you know.
Well, I think some of it too is like when they're kids, you're not afraid of anything, you know, you don't know to be afraid of anything, never.
Right.
So you're totally exploring things and you don't really have like an agenda of how it's going to turn out or, you know, if it has to look a certain way or anything like that. And as you get older, you realize that, you know, you're always being judged by other people. And it scares a lot of people. They don't like to be judged and they don't like to be feel like they can't perform or, you know, to a certain expectation. So they kind of give up on it. And you know, that makes them think that they're not creative anymore. But I think everybody's born with creativity. They just don't always let it flourish, like as they get older, especially. And there's a lot of criticism and just that whole voice in your head kind of thing that, you know, somebody will say something. And there was some lady, she was teaching adult art, you know, people that to paint. And she said this one lady wouldn't paint. She was just sitting there watching everybody else. And she kept encouraging her. And she finally told her that she was in like second or third grade and a teacher had told her that she was a horrible artist and she should never paint. And so she never picked up a brush again. And she was like in her 50s by that point. And it was heartbreaking. Like she went her whole life thinking that she was not an art, you know, couldn't be creative or couldn't be a painter or, you know, do anything she loved like that. But
somebody it hurts when somebody does that to you. It's like getting your toes stepped on. I mean, you can only handle getting your toes stomped on so many times until you just go, well, maybe I don't need to do this. But it's like walking. You have to practice at it in order to get good at it. I mean, nobody just comes out of the womb knowing how to walk. We all had to learn. How many times does a child fall down before he figures out how to walk? And it's the same thing with everything that you learn. There's that curve, you know, until you get to where the point where you're putting out the kind of work you want to put out, whether it be whatever, you know, you can be creative.
Yeah. So you have to have some blinders on, I guess, to what other people are saying. So that you can continue going and, you know, falling down and getting back up kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because you do go through a lot of, I mean, I don't even know how many hours, hundreds and thousands of hours I spent as a kid just trying to, you know, depict something that I wanted to depict, you know, in a drawing or whatever. And if there was somebody there telling me it was crap all the time or, you know, I sunk as an artist or, you know, I probably would have given up, but I had a lot of encouragement in my family. So, you know, there's been so many other people that probably haven't and that had somebody just like one comment like that one lady had that just stopped them right in their tracks, you know?
Yeah.
Really sad that that could happen there'd be so much more creativity around everywhere.
Yeah, there would be. It's like public. I think you just get it beat out of you as a child, you know, for the most part. Because you can't make, they think you can't make a living at being an artist. You just sort of get that point where, you know, somebody says, well, you need to go get a real job. You know, it's just like I was sent to learn how to do computers when I was young. And I was like, it's not working for me. So I dropped out. But I wasn't sent to school to learn to be an artist, which is what I wanted to do, you know. So, yeah. It's hard when that happens. It's like reality. You can't make a living at that. It's like, well, maybe I could.
Creativity can also work in the other way. Before we started recording, you know, we were talking about, you know, school, and, you know, Diane said she was good at math and she was, you know, helping other kids, you know, and Constance said that she wasn't very good at math. And I was the same way. I was not good in math. Years later, as an adult, started out in the military. And then when I got out of the Navy, one of my first jobs was working in a central computer center at Purdue University in Lafayette, Indiana. And the, you know, all of the other people around there were programming computers. And I had never gone to school for that, but also they were all mathematicians and they were, you know, really good at math, and I was poor in math. And I, you know, figured, well, you know, I won't be able to learn programming. I didn't even take a course or anything. And the on-site engineer was very, along with being an engineer, he was also a very good teacher. And he taught me quite a bit about, you know, computers and things. And he said, you don't have to be good at math to learn how to program. He recommended a couple books. And so I started reading the books and I taught myself computer programming, but I used my creative skills to figure it out. Someone with a mathematics skill would look at my code and would say, well, you know, that's not very efficient. That's not very, very good, but you still achieved the same result. I just used my creativity skill to achieve that. So, you know, your creativity can come out in, you know, various professions.
Yeah. I think it's like, you know, how they say, as long as you get from point A to point B, then you've got the job done. Just because you don't do it the way another person does it, as long as you get there. I mean, but as artists, you can be creative. I think of people who are chefs and how they can decorate cakes so beautifully. My great-grandfather and my great-uncle were ice carvers, and they used to carve ice sculptures for a big restaurant, you know, that they worked at. And that's creative, and they were chefs, you know, so.
Yeah. My, in discussions with my daughters, they said, okay, how come I can't draw? You know, what happened? Why didn't I inherit your skills? But my grandsons has inherited my artistic skill. You know, my daughter is saying, but how come it skipped me? And I've told them both, I said, you both are creative in your own way. Both of them are outstanding photographers. Neither one of them has gone to school or taken any course or read any books about photography, but they take excellent pictures with the right amount of lighting, the right shade, the composition is good. They do it all naturally. That's their artistic talent coming through. So instead of picking up a pencil and drawing something or painting something, they're doing it with, you know, with the camera. And I've had to point that out to them. In fact, all my reference photos, I usually get them from my daughters.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like Paul Klein used to say to us, you have to find your niche. And that's it. I mean, I've seen a man that on television that he's a chocolate artist. And some of the things that he makes with the chocolate don't even look like chocolate. It looks like sculptures. And then when he cracks it and you see it is chocolate, it's just amazing. I mean, I think the people can be creative in whatever form or way they want to be creative, whatever works for you. I mean, you'll eventually go to the place where you're creative at, you know, so it's just takes time to get there sometimes because you have to learn your craft.
Before we wrap this episode up, Diane, what is creativity? Have we answered that question?
I think it's being able to use your own voice and your own take on what something is and adjust it and mold it into what you want.
Yeah, I think that's a very good definition, regardless of what profession, you know, if it's visual art, in our case, since we're all three visual artists. For us, it's all the visual art mediums that's available. But for other people, it's a camera and photography, chocolate maker, sculptor, cake maker.
Anything really, building, any kind of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There can be creativity in everything.
Well, Frank Lloyd Wright, I mean, he created all those beautiful houses.
Right. And,
you know, and then there's jewelry artists. There's all different niches of jewelry that you can get into making, you know. So
for our listeners, you know, if you're not a visual artist, but think about it. Sit down and think about it. You're probably creative in something else that in your profession, and it goes across the board. All professions, you know, there's a certain amount of talent, a certain amount of creative aspect to what you're doing. If you take something that is conforms to one way, but then you take it and you tweak it and you make it into something else that becomes your own, becomes using your own voice. And that's creativity. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Don't let anybody tell you, don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, the sky's the limit. Well, yep. Not even anymore that the sky's the limit.
I think we'll wrap this episode up. You've been listening to the Artist Friends Podcast, episode 148 for Monday, May the 23rd, 2022. As always, if you go to www.talkartpodcast.com, talkartpodcast.com, that's our information page, and you will see our two recommended videos that I've curated off of YouTube that talks about the subject of creativity and tries to answer that question, what is creativity? A gentleman who is a little more educated than the three of us, who does a little bit better job of explaining it. But I think we did a good enough job for ourselves. So I'll say goodbye to Diane and Constance.
Good night, Clyde. Good night, Constance. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Clyde. Good night, Diane. Good night, y'all. And thanks for listening.
Good night, folks. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, however you hear these podcasts, please give us a rating, a star rating, a thumbs up. Let us know that you like hearing our discussions. Bye. Until next time, folks.
The Artist Friends Podcast is produced and edited by Clyde J. Kale. Participating artists, Diane Hunt and Constance Bronson and Clyde J. Kale. You can find more information about Diane Hunt at www.dianehuntstudio.com. Constance Bronson at www.etsy.com/shop/CBROSNANS. Clyde J. Kale at www.cjkaleartworks.com. If you would like to participate or appear as a guest on the Artist Friends Podcast, please email
cjkale@mystery-otr.com. If you enjoy these podcasts, please give us a thumbs up or a star rating. And most of all, send us your comments. This podcast is issued under the Creative Commons license.